Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Fiona Gilbert of Quanta Therapies. Fiona, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Hi, Gresh. Great to be here.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So I wanted to start out the show by introducing you to Fiona so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And out of desperation, Fiona became a biohacker after receiving a diagnosis of a degenerative demyelinating neurological condition. Biohacking taught Fiona that small changes can have an exponential impact on a person's mind and body. Solutions exist, and they aren't complicated, and they aren't reserved for the elite either. That's why Quanta Therapies exists. It makes the methods and technology that saved her available to everyone. Fiona, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I sure am. It's an absolute honor and privilege to be here.
No problem. Definitely the honor is all mine, but I wanted to kick everything off with what I call your CEO story here. A little bit about your background and what led you to start your business.
Like you said, out of absolute desperation. And I had spent about a decade as a professional biohacker. I was helping other CEOs build their wellness plans and take care of themselves. In the meantime, fighting my own stuff that was going on. And while I was doing that, I was this really annoying person who would, you know, call up manufacturers, who'll call researchers, who'll call biotech companies and go, teach me everything that you can teach me. And then in 2016, I had appendicitis. Of all the things to have, I had appendicitis and had surgery, and it was, I didn't think about it because I was like, you know, this is the most simple surgery I'm ever going to have. This is the most simple surgery I've had. But somehow for my body, that was it. It was done. It couldn't take anymore. And I got really, really sick. I never thought I could get that sick. And so I started the actual process of shutting down my companies. I had two companies at that point, and I was going through shutting it down. And one of the things was I was closing down my social media, and I saw one of my friends post that he was treating lymphatic issues with bioenergy. And I thought, wow, you have lost it. You have officially lost it. But what he said made sense. Like on a level, it just seemed too good to be true. So I called him and I said, are you for real? And he says, well, what have you got to lose? And I went, yeah, what do I have to lose? So I went down that rabbit hole, and it turned out to be not just a rabbit hole, but it was the bridge to what I needed to heal.
Wow.
And the second I started feeling better, I'm like, everyone needs to know about this. Everyone needs this in their life. And there was a barrier to entry in terms of cost and everything else. And so I thought, you know, I've been a patient, I've been so sick, I've been so desperate. There's so many people who can't afford to take care of themselves, or they can't afford that stimulus to help them heal. Let's be that stimulus for them. So that's how I threw myself into this, let's go change the world concept.
Nice. Well, I definitely appreciate that. Appreciate you for not only, you know, having that impact on yourself, but also saying, hey, let me try to help other people as well. So that's something that's, you know, definitely big, you know, when that happens. And I think too, that we always need those people that are those curious people, those curious entrepreneurial people that want to go where nobody else wants to go, to kind of see and check and see exactly what is under and in that rabbit hole. So I appreciate you for doing that and bringing back some incredible knowledge for the rest of us. So I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper, hear a little bit more on like how you're serving your clients, what you're doing with Quanta Therapies, and tell us a little bit more on some of that.
Okay. So we do bioenergy products, we do pet products, lifestyle products, and clinical products. So I don't know if you can see, but our base product is this little Mylar sticker that I've got on the back of my neck here. So essentially, the human body, everything that exists in the universe, we vibrate. There's a sound frequency associated to us. But we get sick, we get as those frequencies fall down. But it's registered in science what the optimal frequency is. So for example, your liver should be vibrating at this here, like a tuning fork, like a violin, like a well-playing piano. Mm-hmm. But pianos and violins all need to be tuned. Human body is the same thing. We're literally just a very complicated musical instrument. So when that frequency drops, we start getting sick. So what this product does is bioenergy introduces the optimal frequency to the body. And whether you're here or whether you're here, you're going to say, hey, that's where I'm supposed to be. So I'm going to start working towards it. Because the reality of it is that there is absolutely nothing in the world that can heal the human body except the human body. Mm-hmm. But we have lost the resources to do it. And this is just a very simple, non-invasive way to sort of go, hey, we know how great you are, this incredible design. If I was a car, I would have been scrapped decades ago. I wouldn't have made it this far. No one would be hanging out with me. But here I am. Here I am, and here we all are. You know, we've got scars, we've had surgeries, we've had things that have happened to us, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and we're all still here. So that's just how incredible we are. And I want people, you know, everybody to remember just how great they are. I want clinicians to remember why they went into the business of healing people or went into the business of helping people. And then I want other entrepreneurs to remember that when we start building businesses, when we start doing something like this, it takes so much out of us. Mm-hmm. It eats at us. We don't sleep. We don't eat. We don't drink. We haven't been on vacation in 5 years. why are we doing it? And so we always need to keep that vision of why are we doing this? Because the reason we're all doing this is because we're here to serve humanity.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense. And I think when you bring it back to that why, it helps to remind yourself of why you're doing all the things that you're doing, and sometimes why you're going through the highest of highs and sometimes the lowest of lows. But I think that's something that you definitely want to try to remember and make sure you're dialed into, especially before you get started, because you will experience those roller coaster I guess emotional times, you know, when running a business especially. And I know when we talked offline, we talked a little bit about like kind of the Silicon Valley world and just how you have, you know, people that are not just in the Silicon Valley world, but definitely probably there a lot where you have driven people that want to, you know, change the world. And sometimes you're so driven to do that, that you forget sometimes the most important person in all of that is taking care of yourself, making sure you're at that vibrational level.
Right. And it's not just, I mean, it's not just the vibrational level is so important, mm-hmm. But you also have to be aware of the reality of what you're doing. So for me, the big things were that I had to remember that I chose this. I chose to have the loneliest job in the world. We all chose this. You know, we're all sitting here listening to this podcast, and it's like, we all chose to be CEO, and it's a lonely job because everything falls back on you. But it's also the most exciting job. But the other thing also is we go into it, we have all these great ideas, we have this vision, we want to do things, but we still work within the constraints of the business world. So when your corporate hygiene isn't right, I mean, come on, think about it. It sounds so unsexy to even say corporate hygiene.
exactly. But no, it's a really big thing, because just like you said, it's something that there are still kind of rules, or I shouldn't say rules, but there is a certain, I guess, beat to where everything marches, where you kind of have to be somewhat in line with that.
Right, because the IRS isn't interested in your vision.
Exactly. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And you might have already touched on this, but this is what you feel kind of sets you apart and makes you unique, or it could be your organization as well.
This is a strange one, because I'm quirky. I'm way out there. I want my organization to be full of heart, and there are no set rules. there's no set protocols. There is, we create frameworks for people to grow within. Mm-hmm. And so that's whether you come work with me, for me, by me, it's the same deal. I mean, my kids, I think when my kids were growing up, they're just like, can't you just be like a regular mom and tell us the rules, right? So I believe in learning where the boundaries are. I want to learn the rules. I want people to learn the rules. I want people to understand what the parameters are, mm-hmm. and then go change them.
Nice.
So learn how to paint by numbers, and then just go crazy.
Nice. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit, and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
I take 5-minute breaks every hour. I literally have to get up and leave. I will walk out. It doesn't matter. I will go sit in the sun for 5 minutes. No electronics. The world, believe it or not, when you're CEO, the world is not going to end when you're not attached to your phone for 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And I feel like that a lot of times, a lot of the stress, not all the stress, but some of the stress comes because we're thinking ahead or we're thinking behind. We're feeling that we're being rushed. So we have to get this done yesterday or the day before that or a week before that. When in reality, I think it kind of speaks to like the idea of being present as well too, and understanding you're not going to be rushed. You're going to go on your own time. You're going to make things happen. So I think that's a great CEO hack. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
I'll say two things. And now it's kind of become a company joke now. So two things. One, get your corporate hygiene in order. Mm-hmm. So unsexy. but so vital. The other thing also is, I used to say to people, I said, you know, the one thing I learned is you should not be starting a multinational company the same year you go through a divorce. That just made everything so much more stressful. That made everything. But then there's also, when you look back though, there's also never a perfect time for anything.
Right. Exactly. That makes perfect sense. So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So what does being a CEO mean to you?
Being CEO to me means that I am the company's cheerleader. I'm the one that sort of says, this is where we're going and we're going to go together and we're going to go there. I don't know how we're going to get there, but we're going to get there.
All right. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know. And then of course, how best people can get a hold of you.
But lots of cool stuff, because the point of this is to, as we upgrade the body, as we give the body the resources it needs to do its thing, mm-hmm. The better it is for us, because we're talking about things like, you know, the 5G network. We want to know why kids are suddenly having so many issues, like, you know, the peanut allergies through the roof. We talk about why there's suddenly so much autoimmune in the world that didn't happen before. So I don't want people to, I think the biggest thing is we get into this, oh my God, the world's coming to an end. We're all going to die. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. So when we bring products into the market, we bring products that sort of go, this is how it's going to enhance your life in the most simple way possible. So for example, our consumer range is very basic. It is, we have chips that go on your mattress that mimic the Earth's gravity so that you can sleep deeper. Mm. We've got so much, like we're constantly being exposed to EMRs, we're being exposed to things like GMOs, like just breathing is degrading you. Like that's just biology. You breathing is causing free radicals. So how do we start mitigating that? So how do we make sure that every time you reproduce a cell, it's the best copy of what it is. So we introduce simple things like chips that go on your bed. So you're going to sleep better. When you sleep better, you're going to heal better. My favorite product is called Quanta H2O. It changes the cellular size, the molecule H2O, into a smaller size so that you can hydrate better. So when you're feeling hydrated, you're just going to feel better. Like, just feeling better just makes you a better human. Like,
yeah, a better person.
It's like, if you feel good, I want to hang out with you. If you're all grumpy and you know, things hurt, no, go away.
Exactly. Well, cool. Well, I appreciated you again, Fiona. For anybody that wants to follow up with you, hear about all the awesome things that you're doing, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can do hello@quantatherapies.com. You can reach out to me on Instagram. It's Fee Gilbert. Just Google me. Just Fiona Gilbert Biohacker. There I am.
Absolutely. And we'll have it in the show notes as well so that anybody can follow up with you too. But thank you so much again, Fiona. I appreciate your time. And I hope you have a great rest of the day.
You too, Gersh. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.